Let's take a look at an example to illustrate how the different oxygen purity scenarios affect design decisions. Determine if 316/316L stainless steel with a minimum thickness of 6.35 mm is exempt in the following design condition. Reduced purity oxygen system, 45% oxygen by volume, pressure of 4,500 kPa gauge, mixing concerns are not present. Consider both option 1 and option 2. Determine the partial pressure to be considered for evaluation of exemption pressure. From Appendix B of EIGA Doc 1320, 316/316L stainless steel is exempt at pressure below 2.58 MPa. Therefore, using option 1, the material is not exempt and velocity limitations are required. For option 2, partial pressure must be determined. To help determine this, let's take a look at Dalton's Law of Partial Pressures. Dalton's Law of Partial Pressures states, each gas in a mixture of gases exerts a pressure, known as its partial pressure, that is equal to the pressure the gas would exert if it were the only gas present, and the total pressure of the mixture is the sum of the partial pressures of all the gases present. Consequently, in a mixture of gases, the percent of each gas in the total volume is the same as the percent of each partial pressure in the total pressure. Now we will calculate the oxygen partial pressure. We know that the total pressure in the system is 4.6 megapascals. Because the system is 45% oxygen by volume, the pressure of oxygen divided by the total pressure of the mixture must equal 0.45. Substituting the known value for the total pressure, we can calculate the oxygen partial pressure. Using option 2, this material would be considered exempt with no velocity limitations, as the partial pressure of oxygen is less than exempt pressure listed in Appendix B of EIGA Doc 1320. In conclusion, if this was pure oxygen, velocity limitations would be required. But since this is 45% oxygen, and partial pressure is below exemption pressure listed in Appendix B of EIGA Doc 1320, velocity limitations are not required.